This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Gary Williams is the Associate Executive Director of the YMCA of Douglas County. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sure it was quite the day yesterday with the reopening of the YMCA. How'd that go?
It was really good. It was wonderful to see all the the smiling faces that we haven't seen for a couple of months. People coming in just anxious to be back in the building. We're limited on some of the things we have open, but they still just wanted to be here and to see old friends. And it was like almost like a big family reunion yesterday.
So for the YMCA, it's been shuttered for a couple of months because of the COVID-19 situation, now getting things back open. But obviously a lot of work had to go on behind the scenes to get the facility ready.
Yeah, we had to do a lot of cleaning, a lot of painting. Things that we would normally do during our shutdown in August, we went ahead and did while we were closed. We resurfaced our gym floor, drained the pools, and scrubbed everything down and fixed filters and did all that stuff so we won't have to shut down in August. So when everybody came in, that was one of the big comments, people coming in, boy, the place looks sparkly clean and smells so good. So we did all of that while we were shut down.
So for folks that normally go to the Y, if they were to walk in today, talk about maybe some of the changes, some of the things that are different.
Well, they'll notice a big difference in our lobby and our activity center, where there's no books anymore. The social spacing is there for all the chairs. 6-foot distances between any chairs that are there. Tables are gone where they used to congregate. You have to sign a waiver when you first come through the door and you'll be greeted. And of course, all of our staff is wearing masks, but we do not require the members to wear masks. So it looks a little different, but the feeling is still there.
So what activities are going on right now? I know that at this point, not everything is available.
No, we have had to move some of our classes to larger rooms. We do have some Group X classes going on, but they're very limited due to the spacing. We can't have the 30 people in a class anymore. We do have spin classes, so spin bikes are still available. Of course, our weight room is available, and our cardio room is available.
And people, I presume, either the people using them or the staff or maybe both, you're constantly sanitizing things throughout the day.
Constantly. We have a staff member in each room sanitizing as people get up and walk away from a piece of equipment. They make sure it's sanitized. If somebody lifted some weights, they go and sanitize those weights. We have people assigned throughout the building just cleaning constantly during the day.
And does more in-depth cleaning take place overnight when folks aren't there?
All night long, we have a crew in here that is completely sanitizing, scrubbing, cleaning every inch of what we have available for people. The floors, everything gets sanitized each and every night.
Wow, a lot of work, but yet at the same time, you're able to offer some of these opportunities for people who have been longing for this kind of activity and exercise.
Yes, there's a lot of people coming in who just were sitting at home, and they can tell the difference when they used to come into the Y 3 days a week. So they are very grateful and very happy to be back in the building doing anything we can provide for them.
Wow. Now, talk about some of the activities that aren't going on. For instance, what about the pool?
The pools are at this time are drained and closed. Well, they're going to be refilled by the end of the week, hoping for a phase two reopening of the pools. But right now there is no pools available, no steam rooms available, no hot tubs. None of that is available. It's all closed down. But like I say, we got our fingers crossed that come Friday, the governor will open us up to open pools and we'll be ready for it.
Wow. I know for many people, folks looked for opportunities to get out there. People could go out and obviously walk, run, ride a bike, things like that. But for a lot of people, it's very motivating to be around others and that are kind of working together to achieve fitness goals.
Yes, we have a very social community where they come in and they not only want to work out and be healthy, but it's also a motivation for them to come in and see their friends and work out with their friends. You know, in the morning, sometimes it would be a lot of people just sitting around. They'd go work out for a while, then they'd sit around and visit. We're longing for those days again when we can see those folks just enjoying them, especially our senior citizens.
Wow. For anything else people ought to know about what's going on right now at the Y?
It's right now it's members only. You can join a membership, but we are not doing day passes and we're not doing the traveling folks. We're keeping it to our local people who are our members until things open up a little bit more. But we are welcoming everybody who wants to come into our building now and be a member of our Y. We're excited about being open again.
Yeah, I can tell. I'm sure people really missed it. I'm sure you folks missed it as staff as well.
Oh, yes. We did our drive-through water safety day a month ago, and it was so nice to see old friends and the smiling faces around the building again. That's what we at the Y work for, is to see the smiling faces and the people and the health benefits they get from the Y and the community connection that we have.
If people want to get more about the specifics, what do you have up on the website? Well, what's your website address that folks can take a look at?
It's ymcaofdouglascounty.org, and it is it's got everything from our schedules, from our new class schedules, everything about the Y, and as we every day we're adding to it and taking away from it, whatever happens to be working that day. And you can also check our Facebook page. So we're putting information out there as well as we can to let people know what's happening at the Y right now.
All right, Gary Williams, Associate Executive Director of the YMCA of Douglas County. Gary, thanks for being on this morning.
Well, thank you very much for calling, Kyle. I appreciate it.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.